atmosphere and climate has a lot to do with what can happen in a service. And so we just yield to the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you will see, you will hear, you will understand exactly what you need to see, hear, and understand without condemnation. You will move in an area called consciousness, and you will flow in an area called conviction. And then nothing will be able to be kept from you. Are you listening to me? Atmosphere got all to do with it. Oh, I can breathe. Atmosphere, man. Giving God the glory. So you got to give God the glory. So yeah, oh, yes, sir. God got to get the glory. Even in my preaching, he got to get the glory. I can't take his glory. You can't take his glory. You may be seated. I'm not going to tell you to turn anywhere right now because there's some powerful currents flowing in the spirit. I believe everybody tonight will get healed. Everybody online, if you just pay attention, I expect signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you expect something?
Yes, sir.
You can just open your Bible to 2 Peter. I don't know where you're going now. 2 Peter chapter 1. You can open your Bible. That's where we walk. I'll open my Bible there. Powerful. I'm still going to be dealing with, and this is an assignment. This is an assignment because of we haven't seen the last virus. Don't get afraid about it. See, God is preparing you. You're getting stronger and stronger in the Word. And you're aware that you have more than one immune system. You got a physical immune system. But you also have a spiritual immune system. And in the church, we're supposed to be working on both. And one make the other one more stronger. Are you following me?
Yes,
so the attack, the distraction or deception that is coming, I have to have you on the spiritual government ready to take authority and dominion over everything that does not give glory to God in your life. And sickness and disease does not give glory to God. I will say some things that I want you to take notes and pay close attention to the things that I'm going to say. I think they are powerful and they're going to open our eyes to some things we need to see. I'm still dealing with enlarging your faith capacity for the God kind of help. Enlarging your faith capacity for the God kind of help. I woke up this morning and he was calling the names of God. You know, Jehovah Rapha, he's our healer. Jehovah. Now, I want Jehovah means relationship. Now, listen very carefully. Your health is a relationship with God that had been stolen from you. And so you may write on your note, tonight I'm taking back my health. Say it, matter of fact. Your health, listen to this, children. Your health is a divine relationship through the covenant of health, through the blood of Jesus. It has been stolen by a satanic system, having us looking somewhere else for it. And it always was there. I have already said to you, healing is not God's best. And healing is a vehicle. It carrying you to hell. It's not, you don't stay in, y'all going home, y'all going to stay in the car tonight? No, you're not going to stay in the car. You're going to get out the car and go in the house, right? Well, okay. Well, healing is the car. The house is the hell. See, the healing just gets you where you're going. But it's not the place where you live. And what the church have got in fogism about this is that the pulpit is in fogism about it. And so we have to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost to bring the whole body of Christ. I don't know how many people online, 4 countries, I believe, online, 23 states. They're back tonight. And they're going to be more because I want them to call other states and other countries and tell them they better listen because this is the last day's message. Every one of you are going to know how to walk in hell. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's going on in your body. You will know how to walk in hell. All right? Now, Jesus, let me say this again because I want to catch it. Jehovah mean relationship. Your health is a relationship with God. Yes. Who heard me? Amen. Yes. We said my health is a relationship with God. Yes, it's see, health, my brothers and sisters, is a divine relationship that already has been put in place for every child of God. Don't even sound true. But it is. And you listen to me closely. Jesus is the righteousness of your help. In other words, Jesus provided help right for you. All right, you got the seatbelt on? Everybody Jesus healed in the gospel were not born again. They were living on a promise. But you in the body of Christ, you listening? You have been put in a position. See, those people they were not born again. They were on the front side of the cross. They didn't have the divine nature of God in them. They didn't have the Holy Spirit living in them. But you on the other side of the cross.
Yes, yes, sir.
And you're in a system that do not respect God. A system that want to be equal with God. Almost saying to you, they could do more for you than God. And we got to stop that. Now, the Holy Spirit, you got to get all 3 of them now. The Holy Spirit is the releaser of your help. I mean, you take Acts 10:38. Look at it quickly. Look at Acts 10:38. I'll just read that to you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What are you anointing with? The Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Satanic oppression is sickness and disease. See. All right, you got the 3 point? You don't have 3. You're tardy. You're not in school. The Holy Spirit is the releaser of your health. But listen, my brother and sister, we'll get in the scripture in a minute. You are the only one that can receive your help. God can receive your help for you. Jesus can receive your help for you. The Holy Spirit can't receive your help for you. And the world system and science and other things have act as if God didn't meant what he said.
Come on, sir.
You have a covenant of help with Almighty God. If he can create the world, I know he can create health in this little old body. If God's word is power enough to say when light didn't exist, light come forth, my God, he can say health in my body. I know what? Now, I don't know, some of y'all educators might can handle this, but I'm hearing it, I don't know if I'm going to say it right, but you got to leave out this marginalized position you've been put in. You've been put in a position, they have marked you that you can't go no further, but you King of King and the Lord of Lords is your master. You're not a regular person. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So don't let the system dictate to you this how far you could go. You got to get to be 50, 60, 70, 80 and sick like everybody else. That is not God. Your number is Genesis 6:3.
Yes, sir.
See? And what you're supposed to do is live that life out, go to bed, go to sleep, and go on the home, go on the glory. Nothing in your arm, nothing. Nobody around your bed, just go to sleep at 120. I'm going to fight for it. Now, I heard somebody else say that. The rest of y'all ain't saying nothing. You're the only one that can receive your health. Listen very carefully. And keep your health by faith. Before we go to our text, I still want to work with something. I'll give you some more scriptures. James chapter 1. Go there first. 2 Peter is our text. Matter of fact, put down 2 Peter 1 through 10 is our text. And Proverbs 4, 20 through 23 is how you do it. Put that down and we'll come back to it. I want to go here because there's four or five more things I have to tell you. James 1. In the New Testament, James 1. Now, you heard that statement about all the people Jesus healed, huh?
Yes, sir.
None of them was born again?
Yes, sir.
No, matter of fact, go to James 5 first. James 5, because there's a peculiar question was asked in James 5. And I need to get that clear to you because there's a whole lot of traffic. There's a whole lot of traffic in the church. The church, thank God we got men and women anointed, lay hand on you, and you get healed. Thank God for that. But that's not going to keep your health. See? Because you don't know how to fight for yourself. James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 14. What a strange question. Verse 14. What a strange question. I mean, ain't nobody going to ask this question in the church today. You know what the question going to be, right? Is anybody well among you? Is anybody healthy among you? That's almost a question that has to be asked to the modern day church. Because most people waiting on somebody anointed to lay hands on them, and they're not studying health themselves to know that they can lay hand on themselves. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Sam, Jesus, that put his hand on you. Sam anointing they using. I mean, they got ministerial anointing, but you got enough anointing to keep your own body healthy. What?
Yes.
Lay your hand on your body every day. I don't care what the signs are, what the symptoms are, what the pain is. Lay your hand on your body every day. Say, in the name of Jesus, you heal and healthy. For the rest of my life. Three things you got to remember here, class, before I go to jam. Healing, health, and long life belong to you. If something come up, you go back to healing and go come back to health. You follow me?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, I mean, if you have an attack, just go back in your healing mode and come on back to hell.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So he says, any sick among you. Now, I heard my dad preaching the other night. I've been listening to him sometime all night. He's gone home to be with the Lord. He died at 86. Shouldn't have died at 86. He was such a powerful man. But you get so many people vexing you. You remember Moses struck that rock? Yeah. Moses was supposed to go on in, but the people vexed him so much that he struck the rock. I had a man tell me that my dad, well, some 20 years before he died, man talked to me on a balcony in a hotel and said, he's ready to get out here. We talked him out of it. So he stayed some 20-some years longer. But he just, people just, I don't know, just preaching and they wasn't understanding and wasn't catching on. But y'all not going to be like that. I ain't striking no rock for you. Yeah, but yeah, I'm going to stay praying up. I ain't striking no rock for you. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, something not written in there, in that scripture. That scripture means if you can't do it for yourself. And if any one of y'all in here say you can't do it for yourself and you've been in this church, you know what I'm going to call you? A liar. Because you can do it. You got the power. You got the anointing. You got the wisdom. You know how. You know the blood of Jesus. You know the name of Jesus. You know the word of God, the spirit and life. You know when God speaks to you, that word turn into a spirit. You know how to get a ram of word. You know you have to meditate. You know you have to stay in God's presence. You know you can't be listening to all these different people and all these different preachers on the screen. You know you got to listen to God for yourself. Yes. It's personal. Say it, write down in your note, my health is personal to me. In other words, so I can't listen to the normal pattern and the normal ways people talk and the normal ways things are going. And I can't let the medical field tell me I can't be healthy, that nothing else can't be done. I can't be listening to that kind of stuff. I shouldn't even get to that point. Notice verse 15. How many of you all in here believe you can pray the prayer of faith? Let me see your hand online. How many of y'all believe you can pray the prayer of faith? Oh, yeah, it is there. There's your answer right there. You at your house by yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning. What? See, Martin Luther, he said he was a Reformation because he said, I believe these people should have Bibles themselves to read for themselves. You see, they had just the clergy had the Bible and the people were sitting there just listening, but they didn't have no Bible. What I'm believing is that you need to know tonight that not only the apostle got anointing, not only the bishop and the prophet has anointing, but God, 1 John 2:27, has anointed you. And nobody loves you more than you love yourself. And nobody gonna fight for you like you can fight for yourself. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So you must know how to fight right. Okay. So it says, in the prayer of faith, verse 15, in the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Oh, yeah? In the prayer of faith shall save the sick. What? Yeah? You got faith, right?
Yes, sir.
You pray?
Yes, sir.
Let me read again then. In the prayer of faith shall save the sick. When I say save, when he talk about save the sick, saving the sick from being sick.
Yes, sir.
So what that is? That's hell. Do you believe you pray the prayer of faith? Huh?
Yes, sir.
You see, when you're praying in faith, symptoms, feeling, and even swollen places shouldn't change you. You in faith. You in faith. Abraham was fully persuaded, Romans 4,
yes,
that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. What is Jeremiah 1:12?
Yes,
he watches over his word to do what?
Perform
it. Your faith invokes God's performance.
Yes,
but it's not based on time.
Right.
It's not based on weeks. It's not based on months. It's based on now.
Yes,
everything else is a lie. Once you have put it in the arena of faith, there's nothing else more powerful than you at that time. So symptom, swollen places, high numbers, etc. I'm not saying don't go to the medical field, can help you to check the thing out, but your major faith better be in God. Because you can get a miracle any moment. Say it, I can get a miracle any moment. Matter of fact, I'm expecting a miracle right now. See, expectation. I expect what? Great thing, a miracle. Are you right? I expect great thing. See, keep your expectation in the hand of God. Oh my. Let me see how far I can go. Now, instruction, information. Turn to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Instruction, direction, information, maps, guideline in the spirit realm. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Hearken mean listening with the intent to do.
Yes, sir.
He said, so that's number one. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, that's one thing you got to do. And will do that which is right in his sight. That's number two. See it? And will give ear to his commandment. Number three, and keep all his statutes. That's number four. You see, God cannot heal you without you. Jesus can't heal you without you. And what happened, organized religion and commercials have taken us out the picture. The medical field, hospitals, they have taken us out of the picture, and we are stronger than them. See, he talking about you doing this. He ain't talking about getting nobody to do this for you.
Yes, sir.
And will give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. Look what he says. I will permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptian. Because they didn't obey me. That's health, baby, right there. That verse right there is health.
Yes, sir.
I'm on. Let's go to 2 Peter. I'm going to read out the Amplified Bible. Let's go to 2 Peter a while. Because, well, all right, Lord. Well, wait a minute. 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Oh, my goodness. Let me take you to some verses right quick that I want you to see. First Peter, 2 Peter. And listen very carefully. I want you to get this because you're increasing your capacity of faith for help.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
enlarging your capacity of faith for help. Just keep believing for your help. Don't keep just believing for healing. And then die. And he says, she sure loved the Lord. Well, I believe she loved the Lord, but she didn't know how much the Lord loved her. You got to come to grip with that now. I don't care what you're dealing with. You got to come to grip with what Pastor is saying to you tonight, that these are divine instruction from the Holy Ghost. Now, I feel the Holy Ghost up here. Yeah, he want to anoint you tonight. Hallelujah. Anoint me, Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, he said, I want to anoint you with help tonight. You've been anointed with healing long enough. It's time for you to be anointed with help. Say it. I am anointed with help right now in the name of Jesus. I trust the Holy Ghost. I trust the blood. I trust the cross. I trust the resurrection. I trust the seated position that Jesus set me in right now on my behalf. My health I don't care what my body's saying. My body don't talk to me. I'm talking to my body. My help coming tonight by faith now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the other things that they're not seen. I walk into my healthy place now. I don't care what uncle had. I don't care what aunt had. I don't care what papa had. I don't care what nobody had. I'm under the word of God and God talking to me. I walk in health right now. Body be healthy now. I heard this. It's going to help you. I'm going to say it just like I heard it. Every disease in me now frees. It lost its life. Every disease in me right now, every symptom in me right now frees because it loses life. I turn the spirit of destruction back on the enemy. He's been had it on me, but now as I sit under the word of God tonight, I get a boldness in me and I turn the spirit of destruction back to him. I use my authority. My authority is in the name that is above every name. What that name is? Jesus! Jesus! I receive my health tonight. Thank you for dying for me. I know you was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, chastised my peace upon you, and with your stripe I'm healed. And if I'm healed, I'm healthy. And I receive it tonight. I receive it in this atmosphere. I receive it in your presence. Right here, right now, I receive it in Jesus' name. Ah, dog boy, that's powerful, man. I tell you right now, anybody get anything, let me know, because you know, we're supposed to be getting something up in here. Yes. Something we're supposed to be sharing online. Anybody getting anything, y'all call on you and let us know, because it's any moment going to happen. I feel it in that. My goodness. Do you feel that? My goodness. We're in his presence now. Everybody can get healed in God's presence. What? He had no respect of sickness and disease. No sickness. Cancer is not strong as the name of Jesus. What? Diabetes is not stronger than the name of Jesus. Heart condition not stronger than the name of Jesus. What? Call it. Call it out. Nothing you can call out stronger than the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every disease, every sickness, every symptom, every sign got to bow up in this house tonight. Got to bow at the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You feel that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And nothing lacking, my brother and sister, when the word operate on you. The word produce miracles and signs and wonders. Sit down, I'm gonna show you something. You in 2 Peter? I'm gonna jump down. You know, we got our divine nature and exceeding great and precious promise and all that in that chapter. We got an apostle talking to us in that chapter. And you're talking about lack precious faith. But I want you to see something after something happened. After you increase the capacity of your faith, he gives seven things that you add to your faith. Seven things in there to add to your faith. One of them is virtue. That's called moral. You know, living morally right. You know most of y'all living morally right? Well, you love God. We all make mistakes, but we ain't practicing it. You see what I'm saying? So morally, we're living, I believe everybody online, living morally right. They want to live right. Want to live a clean life for Jesus. Yeah, because you wouldn't get around me because you'd be scared. Because I might call you out any man. Well, where you was last night? And you should be scared. Said, man, I don't want to get too close to him. I stay my dad. How you doing? Wait, I wave at him. Yeah, you better wave. Look at verse 8 in that first chapter of 2 Peter. We'll go back up to those things, but I want you to see two things, two scriptures the Lord called for me before I came today. For if these things be in you, now you talk about those seven things that you add to your faith, knowing that you have the divine nature. All right, Lord. The kingdom of God. Where is it now? What? Is in you. That's hell. Your innermost being, which is your born again status as a new creature in 2 Corinthians 5:17, John 1 and 12, but as many receiving them give the power to become the son of God. Being given you the power to become the sons of God puts you in a category of the supernatural. Power, God power can't work without faith. God's possibilities cannot work for you without faith. They are there, but you have to put faith for to activate them. You see what the world system have done? See what it's done to the church? Huh? It's done to the church where the church don't know they can activate the power, the possibilities, the dominion, the authority, the anointing, the glory of God by faith. The devil have no answer for that. He have no answer for the glory of God. He has no answer for the blood of Jesus. He has no weapon can stop the blood, but he don't want you to know it. And you got to add your faith. See, I believe we've come to the church, we've grew so much in the church, we've grown to believe we can do it.
Come on, sir.
And we have left our infirmities off. Bring your infirmities back. Your infirmities mean I'm depending on you, sir. You see what I'm saying? We learn so many scriptures, quoting scriptures, spitting scriptures out, but and act like we don't have no infirmity. No, we all got weakness and infirmity. Paul said, I didn't preach with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and power that your faith should not be in. That's why we've been in without help. Hold up here now. I'm gonna stop preaching here right now. That's where we've been. That's why we haven't seen the demonstration of hell. Because our faith has been in the power of men and not in the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're going to begin to see demonstration. We're going to have to. To catch up, there's a remnant in the body of Christ that going to walk in health, covered with the shield of faith and the shield of favor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a grace of help coming on the body of Christ, because the body of Christ have been cheated. Not knowing that I can pull the lever of health myself. Help cometh to me now. Yeah, you can pull the lever. Your faith can pull that lever. Are you following me?
Yes.
Say it. Help cometh to me now. Don't be afraid of the symptom. Don't be afraid of the report. Don't be afraid of your genes. Saying you're supposed to have it because it's in your family. But what family are you in? I'm in the family of God now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
See? That's why Jesus said, thank not I come to send peace. I come to send a sword, that word of God, to separate you from those doubters in your family.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to be separated from them because they're going to talk you out of it. They're going to tell you, no, you can't do that. Get this, get that, get that, get this. No, 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 no. Listen to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Take what he tell you take, and what he don't tell you take, don't take it. Then he's intelligent. He know when you need something.
Yes, sir.
See, people think I'm preaching against doctors. I'm not preaching against doctors. I'm preaching against stupidity.
Yes, sir.
See? What Romans 8:14 say? I don't hear y'all. Y'all don't know it. Y'all better know these scriptures. Romans 8:14, you sad chip. You don't know what Romans 8 and 14. What? As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. When you're not led by the Spirit, you're not a son of God, you're a son of people. People scared to be led by God because they think somebody else smarter than God. Ain't nobody, baby, let me tell you something. He's omniscient.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody else smarter. How are creation going to be smarter than the Creator? He said, tell you. God said, tell you. I got your health in my hand. I'm waiting on you. Now, you should say, you don't have to wait long because I'm coming right now. See? Because you got this divine, the best way I can say it, the divine source in you called faith that can ring the bell of divinity at any moment. The supernatural is your servant. Miracles, signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost belong to you. I take my health right now. Say it. And I will keep my health. Bible said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Now, this verse is the conclusion of a matter, but I want you to see it because I got to show you two. And maybe I won't want to get them out. I got a lot of things here. I got 20 principles. I might not get to one of them. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. And I haven't taught you that it's seven things you add to your faith and exceeding great and precious promise for that. And you're part of God's divine nature and you have escaped the corruption. Sickness and the disease are corruption. You have escaped. Jesus paid for it. 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:17, Isaiah 53, 3 and 4. He's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised people on him with his stripes, we're healed. I took you to Exodus 15:26. There were four things you have to do. See, I'm trying to get you to connect with God so you can connect with your health. See, what happened, the church got disconnected from God when it's concerned health. The church just kept getting in healing line and having healing revival. You heard of no health revival. You know why? The word revival is too small to hold health. The word revive is not big enough to hold hell. Hell say, I ain't coming here for part-time. Hell say, I come to be a permanent.
Yes, sir.
In verse 8, for if these things be in you, how many of y'all see that?
Yes,
now look what he said next now. And what? What that mean?
Stay
in you, all right? They make you. We're talking about health. That you shall neither be barren. What barren mean? Empty. Unfruitful. nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we say in the knowledge, ooh, I won't run now. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ means that you should know what Jesus knew. And Jesus, because Jesus knew so much, he never was sick. And he didn't respect no sickness. He didn't even respect blindness. He called it out. Watch now. Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind. My brother and sister, we've been blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from sickness and disease. Yeah, he's wounded for my transgression, Isaiah 53. Well, I won't take it back. Bruised for my iniquity, chastised my people upon him. You see, you thought I was just going to talk about Eden, didn't you? Eden is a part of it, but your faith is the major role, because your faith will give you enough sense to eat right.
Yes, sir.
And you ain't going to be able to do that by yourself, because your taste bud has been raped by the system. Mine's true, just rape. My barber told me today, he cut my hair, he told me, he said, my doctor told me, don't go to McDonald's no more. I said, you could have asked me that. He told me, don't go to McDonald's, don't go to Burger King. He said, don't go. No more. Pretty good doctor. Yeah. Because they don't tell you don't go. Because they're going themselves. Had a good doctor, he died. I loved that man, he died. Good man. It had to be something he didn't know. He came here one time, but he couldn't handle it. Sit over in the front row, he couldn't handle it. I mean, he thought it was something else, you see, because I was teaching, like I'm doing now. They believe church is a whole lot of singing and dancing and running. Mm-hmm. And people don't listen. You're going to leave here tonight? You're going to lay down on your bed. You're going to have dreams. You're going to have so much power up in you, child. You understand what I'm saying? You're learning your divine rights. I mean, we can't be messing around yet. This is a sick sin world. They got I want to show you the other scripture now. See, he didn't like those things. You see that? You saw that night voice, right? Huh? Uh-huh. Forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Now, when you're reading the Bible, you understand, purged from old sin means you purged from everything the devil has to offer. Now, the other scripture that I have to get you to look at, where that scripture at? I thought I had wrote it down. Yeah, that is. James 1, and look at verse 21, James 1 and 21, because I want to establish this fact here that if you vaccinated right with revelation and knowledge, you will only move when God tell you move. All right. Now, listen, and don't get upset. Don't get scared. Don't get mad. Just get sad. James 1:25. But listen, this going look. I got to. We traveling through troubled waters, and I got to have you. You got to pray and seek God's faith, because there's a lot of deception. See, now you have to listen. You're going to have to walk in wisdom. You're going to have to walk in discernment. You're going to have to see behind the curtain that's set up before you with all the glamour on it. You say, let me take a little peek behind this curtain. Uh-huh. And only the Holy Ghost can take you there.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, I'm your pastor, but you know, God had put me in this apostolic realm, and unfold mysteries will come up on this church. You know why? Huh?
Yes,
you see that bottom line right there? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? We got that going on the slack. 6,000 some people. I don't know. You read, I don't know if you read tonight. You read 6,000 some people. It'll go up to 40,000-50,000 people get saved. Like nothing. People get them saved every day. Because we were supposed to have been doing that. But it took me 40 years to find out how to break this bondage that was in. I didn't know. Then God showed me how to do it. That's the same way he's showing me now. With help. See, what I'm preaching is not about feeling, baby. What I'm preaching is faith that you can use when you leave here.
Yes, sir.
You go back over them. I dare you go back over them notes.
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost is going to speak to you. See the Holy Ghost speak on the word.
Yes,
and so you will not leave here empty. You leave here full. You won't have no fear. Now, in James, I need to show you this so you when you get in the ring, you can box right. James 1:21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of noisiness. You know, and preaching this, they'll get on that. You sin, you're doing this. See, Reverend, I'm not doing all that. Reverend, I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to hear the word of God. So you missed the rest part. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul, which is able to save your health.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
But he said, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in the glass, for he beholdeth himself. What? Verse 24. For he or she beholdeth himself or herself and goes his way or her way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was or he is.
Yes,
said the Bible says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's what it said.
That's
right. Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God is for you,
yes,
who can be against you? In Psalm 91, he says he set his angels to watch over us, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. Then he got at the end to make sure you understood what he said. I will satisfy you with a long life. You didn't die in between that. Follow the first 15 verses, you won't die. He said, I'll satisfy you with a long life and show you my salvation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's talking to me. I don't just want to be here to be here. I want to be here to do something. For he beholdeth himself, verse 24, and goes his way and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. Now, first of all, you got to hear the word. And a lot of people really not hearing the word, sad to say. You got to hear the word. A lot of people going through the formalities of singing and dancing. And the word. Now, that's one thing about this church. This church here, you got a lot of people don't come to a time for the word. Now, I believe in praying and worshiping God. You understand? But the word the praise and worship, I can beat on a can up here and then preach. I might bring a can, I can just beat on top of it and then preach. The word, man, the most powerful thing that exists is the word of God. We got to get priorities straight. This band is not the man, this appetizer. And if they're appetizing right, to the glory of God. But the word is the man dish. Most churches, they got people running around them little scarves. But you go set your tail on. Just run around. I don't want to see you. No. People need to be fed. Need to get in. That was my son now. So, that was my son. We got in the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Even when the doggone music messed up on the back of the girl's Sunday, I got in the spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
The music, see, the background, they went and bought some more equipment. Background messed up behind our singing. She just kept on singing. Did you? I know it was all beat. Kept on singing. I'll come here, put a word on the board and talk about it in a few minutes. Glory came.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to God. So I know apostolically, God calling me. I got a lot of churches under me. I got to go fly in there on Sunday morning and tell somebody to sit down. You see, I'm the apostle. These people start their own ministry in your ministry.
Come on, sir.
They got to be. How many of y'all getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all in a better position for hell now?
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't hear what this thing said, you're not barren. You're blessed. Say, I'm not barren.
I'm blessed.
I know what to do. Let me give you two of these principles. I got 8 minutes. Let's see where I want to start. Oh, I know this one's so strong in with. Having faith for the right communion with Jesus about your healthy life. And guess what text he used? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked. Having faith for the right communion with Jesus about your healthy life. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Go to the next verse. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Go to the next verse. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eat it and drink it damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, hold that voice. Hold that voice. Because I was in fear and trembling when the Lord showed me this, because I know some theologian going to holler, scream, but the Lord is instructing you how to eat right now. You keep on eating unworthily, even in the natural, sickness and disease got a right to be on your body.
Yes,
listen to what the point is. Listen to what he said. Because I'm going to show you another Bible called Patilino Sakachajeshika. Listen. Don't argue with me. Argue with the word. Having faith for the right communion with Jesus about your healthy life. See, the Lord told man what to eat, and he told the animals what to eat, and the animal kept their menu. Man changed that. Went from living 900 some years down to 120 years. My goodness. He told Adam, name the animal. He didn't tell him eat him. And you got any argument with me, go to Genesis 1. I'm not going to go into Genesis 1, 28 and 29 and argue with yourself. Go to the next verse. There it is. Other words, there's a parallel right there. Eating the Lord's Supper wrong will cause something, and feeding your body wrong will cause something.
Yes.
But it's caused many a weak. What we got in the body of Christ? Bunch of weak people. Sickly. Among you. and many dead. I got to preach it. I want you to live a long life. I want you to fight. I want you to know what's right. I want you to know that you got to ask the Lord to help you. You got to ask the Lord to help you, baby. You can't do this by yourself. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom. Ask the Lord to show you what to do and what to not do. He going to help you. This, you see, this is a paradigm shift.
Yes, sir.
Because the body of Christ really didn't know why they were sick like everybody else. Y'all can look at me like that. They did not know. You can't explain that. I'm a child of God. And what? Why this thing get on me and stay on me? It can jump on me, but it can get up off of me. Because I know blood. I got a name. I got a relationship with Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord that healeth me. Do you see where I'm trying to take you?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you get angry sometime. We fall back in love. I don't care if you get angry. I don't care if you get upset. But I ain't think about your upsetting. I want you to know. You ought to try something for 10 days. Jesus, you ain't strong enough to try something for 10 days and see the results. You weak. Something wrong. If I'm praying, I'm praising, uh-huh. I'm paying my tithe. That's just only you or to all of you know. And still can't get well.
Come on, sir.
Something wrong. You know why? There's an acceptance because it's normal. It has become normal in the church for a sister or brother to be sick. On and on, it's normal. They love God. And God just thought not to do nothing. Why God doesn't listen to that? Nobody under the sound of my voice tonight cannot walk in hell. Nobody. But you're going to have to follow instruction. You're going to have to follow direction. You're going to have to submit. This is a word from God. This is not a revolution. This is not a transformation. This is not a revival. This is a reformation. I mean, see, because health, you first got to be healthy in your soul. See, you got to be healthy in your mind, healthy in your conscience. You got to be healthy in your emotion. You got to be healthy in your imagination. You got to see. You got to see beyond your body.
Yes, sir.
You got to be healthy in your will.
Yes.
You got to be healthy in your desire for it. Then it all gonna start coming outside.
That's good.
Glory. Increasing your capacity. Seven things there. I'm closing. The seven things. I want you to read that because I'm gonna come back in 2 Peter. Them seven things. One of them is virtue. I'm going to skip about. One is knowledge. One is temperance. You can find them. He says seven things to add to your faith and you'll never be barren. I think one of them is temperance. What temperance mean? Control. Having control. Having control. I think it's almost temperance. I'm going to do this. I don't need no dictionary. I don't need no library. I don't need no college. Temperance is like setting a thermostat.
Yeah.
You decide how healthy you're going to be.
Yes,
so tonight, in the name of Jesus, I'm saying to you, you can set your health thermostat.
Yes, sir.
By being wise, by being slow to speak and swift to hear, defending. Don't ever defend stupidity. Stupidity is not your friend. Stupidity abhorred the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And so just if you don't understand it, just anchor bait it. But don't argue with it, baby.
Yes.
Don't argue with it. Just anchor bait it. God love you, love God. I mean, all of a sudden, The Spirit of God. All of a sudden, the Spirit of God opened your eye. You go say, God doggone, where I've been all this time? Look what I've been doing to myself. I'm not doing it no more. God help me to know what to do, what direction to go, and it's going to be there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I don't know how many years. We had a long time. We went, I've been pastoring 40 some years. We went a long time without bearing anybody, young or the so-called old. You know, it's not old, Ray. I'm 74 bold. You hear me, Ray? I'm 74 bold, not old.
All right.
I know you got it, right? I'm 74 bold. Bold, yeah, B-O-L-D, bold.
Yes, sir.
Bold to know the right that I got a healthy, long, satisfied life. I'll fight for it. Somebody says I'd rather shoot high and miss it. Shoot low and get it. You've been shooting too low. Don't listen to those people say, excuse me, I left a pot on the fire. You might be lying, but just go catch the pot, because it's better to lie about the pot than to listen to what that lie they're telling you. Now, you're walking out of a league now. You're walking out of a league. See, the word of life, you're going into another league here. You're going to another level here. See, you're not going by no, it's not no man-made doctrine. He said, 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things.
Yes, sir.
That you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. The reason your body not healthy, your soul not healthy. What I'm preaching to do is get your soul healthy, get your mind healthy, and not let other people run your mind.
Yes, sir.
And run your mouth. Everything don't have to taste right. According to your perverted palate.
Yes, sir.
Convert your palate.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I want y'all, I mean, my God, I want y'all to see this. I've seen so many testimonies. Woman 100 years old, pumping iron.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Shh. 185, had 285-year-old lady, one stooped over on a can and trying to make it, the other one in the gym. I found out something 2 or 3 days ago. I have a vibration machine in my exercise room. It tell me that thing will keep you balanced. It'll shake all your muscles, all your nerve up your leg. I say, I'm getting on that thing. Do something. Take a little walk. Don't sit down on 2 or 3 hours. Get up.
Yes, sir.
Go walk on the other side of the house or somewhere. Don't just sit there. Ray, almost 90, close to 90. And I told them the boy to pick his leg way up there and kick at it. Shoot, all right, Ray, what you doing? I got all this exercise. I wrote him down. I wonder what he's doing. He got to be doing something.
Yes, sir.
Charles Mitchell, 90 years old.
Yes, sir.
He's still getting around. Charles Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
He 90. Yeah. All right, Junior.